السلام علیکم سٹوڈنٹس، آپ کو منسٹری آف سائنس اینڈ ٹیکنالوجی اور ورچوئل یونیورسٹی کی طرف سے خوش آمدید. میرا نام مبشر ہمایوں ہے اینڈ آئی ول بی دا لیکچرر فار دا کورس انٹائٹلڈ فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ. آپ کا اور میرا ساتھ آئندہ آنے والے چند مہینوں کے لیے رہے گا اینڈ آئی ہوپ دیٹ یو فائنڈ دس کورس ٹو بی ہیلپ فل ان یور ڈیلی لائف ایز ویل ایز ان یور پریکٹیکل لائف ایٹ. سب سے پہلے تو میں فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ کے بارے میں کچھ بنیادی باتیں کر لوں، کیونکہ یقیناً مینی آف یو ول بی نیو ٹو دس فیلڈ آف فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ. فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ از اباؤٹ مینجنگ دا فائنینشیل ریسورسز اینڈ انویسٹمنٹس. ان دس کورس وی ول ڈسکس واٹ دا بیسٹ وے ٹو انویسٹ یور منی اینڈ what is the best way to raise money or to get money, very, very simply speaking. Now, what is the value of financial management? Well, first of all, financial management is a core life skill. In other words, financial management jo hai, wo aapko apni rozmarra zindagi mein kaam aayegi. You have to maintain your daily cash books. You have to maintain your checkbook. Here's a checkbook for a savings account. Aur isse aap achhi tarah waqif honge. It has got stubs for records about how much money you have taken out from the account and what the balance in the account is. And you should be familiar with simple banking transactions regarding depositing money and taking money out of the account and interest that you receive on your savings account. And I'm sure most of you have bank accounts. You have to make sure that you don't run out of cash in life. Financial management will help you to do that. Another good reason to study financial management is that money makes the world go round. Aur paise aur مالیات کو سمجھے بغیر اٹس ڈیفیکلٹ ٹو گو تھرو لائف. تو ایک تو ذاتی طور پہ آپ کو فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ کی سمجھ فائدہ مند رہے گی، اس کے علاوہ جب آپ کلائنٹ یا اپنی کمپنی میں اپنے باس سے ڈیل کر رہے ہوں تو آپ کو فائنینشیل سینس کی ضرورت پڑے گی. اب فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ جو ہے وہ کمپیوٹر سائنس اور مینجمنٹ انفارمیشن سسٹمز اور انفارمیشن ٹیکنالوجی کے اسٹوڈنٹس کے لیے بھی بہت فائدہ مند ہے. وہ اس لیے کیونکہ جب بھی آپ کسی کمپنی کے لیے کوئی کام کرتے ہیں تو آپ کو یہ جاننا چاہیے کہ اس میں پیسے خرچ ہو رہے ہیں، اس کا ایک بجٹ الاٹ ہوا ہوا ہے جس کے اندر آپ کو کام مکمل کرنا ہے، اور اس کے کچھ فائنینشیل اور اسٹریٹجک آبجیکٹیوز ہیں. جو کچھ بھی آپ سافٹ ویئر پروگرام کر رہے ہیں یا سسٹمز ڈیولپ کر رہے ہیں اس کا ایک اوور آل اسٹریٹجک آبجیکٹو ہے جس میں فائنینس پلیز اے ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ رول. فائنلی ایک بہت بڑا اور اہم ایریا جو سامنے آ رہا ہے وہ فائنینشیل انجینئرنگ کا ہے. فائنینشیل انجینئرنگ میں یو نیڈ اسٹوڈینٹس ود اسٹرانگ بیک گراؤنڈ ان کمپیوٹر سائنس، میتھمیٹکس ایز ویل ایز فائنینشیل مینجمنٹ. So, for all of these reasons, it's important to understand financial management. Iske ilawa, main aapko yahan pe batata chale jaun ke hum financial management ke course mein kya kuch study kar rahe honge. Sabse pehle to hum financial management ke hawale se definitions ko study karenge. Wo definitions jo hum baar baar اس کورس میں دہراتے رہیں گے. In other words, it will be very important for you to remember definitions that you learned in financial accounting. We will not have time in this course to repeat all of those definitions regarding assets, liabilities, equity, current assets and so on that you should have learned from financial accounting. We will go into financial management definitions. we will go into concepts such as time value of money, simple interest, compound interest. We will go into financial markets and what types of markets exist within the financial world, such as capital markets and money markets and real asset markets. In sab cheezon ki definitions aap ko main shuru mein hi introduce karwa dunga aur ye aapko yaad rakhni hongi kyunki inki hum musalsal baatein kar rahe honge. Iske alawa phir hum discounted cash flow techniques ke bare mein baat karenge aur net present value ki. Yahan pe aapki mathematics ek ahem role ada karengi. You need to remember that finance is a game of numbers. Finance ginti ka khel hai aur ye bahut zaruri hai ki aap ki mathematics aur arithmetic khas taur pe aur algebra strong ho. To the best way to improve your finance expertise is to practice, and we will do some numerical examples during the lectures, and I will also be passing out homework assignments so that you can practice problems. The best way to understand finance is by solving problems. You will also find lots of problems that are provided at the end of the chapters in the core textbooks that we will be using. Is course mein hum Brigham aur Kempinski ki 8th edition entitled Financial Management Theory or Practice istemal karenge. This is a very comprehensive and detailed book of financial management used in business schools. I will not expect you to understand this book in depth, but only to understand some introductory aspects and concepts of financial management. Jo kuch bhi ahem areas hain, wo hum lectures ke dauran hi mukammal karenge inshallah. Aur agar aapko lectures ki achhi samajh hai, to aapko homework assignments aur tests mein bhi koi dushwari ya mushkil nahi honi chahiye. We're going to divide this course in financial management into three broad areas. The first one will be investment and capital budgeting, which I will explain to you shortly. The second area will be corporate financing. And in the third area, we will talk about miscellaneous subjects within the field of financial management. Sabse pehli cheez jo hum cover karenge, wo aapke liye ek financial accounting ka review hoga aur hamari tawajjo analysis of financial statements pe hogi. Unki preparation nahi balki unka analysis. Pehle lecture mein hum analysis of financial statements karenge, jisme balance sheet, profit and loss ya income statement, cash flow statement aur shareholders equity statement ko hum revise karenge. Uske baad phir hum investment decisions aur capital budgeting criteria pe jayenge, jisme aapko time value of money ka concept, interest rate formulas aur discounted cash flows ke bare mein malumat di jayenge. The third area that we'll talk about is risk and return. Risk and return is a very, very important area in financial management. It is basically going to cover portfolio theory and the capital asset pricing model, for which a very famous economist by the name of Bill Sharp won the Nobel Prize. The fourth area that we'll talk about is corporate financing and capital structure, a very, very important and major area in financial management that addresses what the best sources of capital and financing are. This area will require us to spend a significant amount of time going into concepts like the cost of capital, various types of debt instruments, and also dividend policy and leveraging policy that various companies use. We will then go into valuation. Valuation in terms of valuation of bonds and stocks, as well as valuation of entire companies and organizations. Towards the end of this course, we will move into the area of working capital management and cash management, which has an internal focus, and we will end the course on the area of international finance and foreign exchange, time permitting. So these are the 8 or 9 major areas that we will cover in this course. Let me now go on by talking about the organizational structure within a financial manager operates. Who does the financial management? Who manages the finances in an organization or a corporation? Well, at the top, you have the board of directors, and they are representatives of the shareholders or owners of the company. Below them, you have the chief executive officer or CEO, and to him reports the chief financial officer, the CFO. The CFO is the man who handles financial management in a centralized way. And below the chief financial officer, there are two primary managers. One of them is known as the treasurer, and the other one is known as the controller. For this course, financial management, we will primarily be talking about the functions of the treasurer, because it is the treasurer who is handling cash management, investments, capital budgeting, corporate financing, and so on. The controller is basically in charge of the accounting and the audit work for the company. So we are basically talking about areas that are handled by the treasurer within a corporation. The next thing that I want to talk about is the different types of legal entities that a business can take on. The first kind of entity that I would like to talk to you about is the proprietorship. Proprietorship is basically a company that is owned by one owner or one individual. Beshtar companies duniya mein, probably 80% or more are proprietorships. Proprietorships sabse zyada is wajah se hain kyunki they are very easy to set up, ek cheez. Aur dusri cheez, proprietorships ke upar single taxation hai. In most countries, if you set up a limited company, you are subject to double taxation. And we will talk more in detail about this later. Proprietorship ki aur kya khususiyat hain? Ek to ye, ke aapki liability jo hai, wo unlimited hai. This is not an advantage. This can be a problem. Why? Because if a company were to go bankrupt, then by law, the creditors can not only seize the assets of the company, but they can also take on the assets of the individuals. Wo owner ke ghar, uski gaadi, uske har ek asset ke piche aa sakte hain. So this is one of the problems with running a business as a proprietorship. Another type of business entity is known as a partnership. A partnership basically operates similarly to a proprietorship, except there are multiple owners. The other interesting fact about a partnership is that it generally has limited life. Later on, when we talk about a corporation, we find out that a corporation is a perpetual entity in principle. In other words, its life is endless, unless the directors choose to end the corporation. But in the case of a partnership, upon the death of the partners or the owners, the partnerships come to an end. So then, let's talk next about the corporation, because that is the form of organization that we will be talking about for most of this course. The corporation is a limited company that is registered by the state. It is called a limited company because its liability, the liability of its shareholders, is limited. It is limited to the amount of shareholding that the shareholders have in the company. In other words, if a corporation or a limited company goes bankrupt, then the creditors cannot come after the personal assets of the owners or shareholders. They can only seize the assets of the corporation. And it is important to understand that the corporation is a separate legal entity. It's a separate entity, separate from the individuals. So the act of creating a charter or registering a limited company gives life to a new entity, a new legal entity. I already mentioned that a corporation has limited liability and that it is subject to double taxation. Double taxation, why? Because firstly, a company pays corporate tax to the government. And this tax can vary anywhere between 20 to 50% of the net income. Secondly, corporations pay a tax on the dividend or the profits that are distributed to the shareholders. And we will talk more about this under dividend policy. The last kind of business legal entity that I would like to talk about is the hybrid type or mixed type. Abhi maine aapse proprietorship, partnership aur limited liability companies ke baare mein zikr kiya. Jo mixed ya hybrid companies hain, wo inka ek combination hai, inka murakkab. One such organization that has become very popular nowadays is the S-type corporation. The S-type corporation is a limited liability company, but the advantage is that it offers immunity against double taxation. Another type of hybrid company that has become popular is the LLP, Limited Liability Partnership. The advantage with the limited liability partnership is that its liability is limited and it is also immune from double taxation. Finally, and very recently, a form of organization that has become popular is the PC or the personal corporation. It is also known as the professional corporation. This has become popular particularly in America because doctors were getting sued for malpractice. And so what this corporate structure allows is a limited liability on the part of the doctors in the event of a malpractice suit. So let me just wrap up the different types of business legal entities that we have spoken about. The first one is the proprietorship. It's very easy to set up, but its liability is unlimited. Proprietors have a difficult time, generally speaking, in getting financing because banks require and give preference to limited companies because their accounts have been audited by an external auditor. In the case of the limited company, there are two basic variations. One of them is called the private limited company, and the other one is called a public limited company. Public limited companies can be listed on a stock exchange, like the Lahore Stock Exchange or Karachi Stock Exchange, or they may not be listed. Limited companies offer the advantage that liability or damage is limited, so that creditors and banks cannot chase individual shareholders and directors after their personal wealth. The liability is limited to the assets of the company. And finally, I spoke to you about mixtures and combinations of these three basic types of legal entities. The next thing that I would like to talk about is the role of financial management in terms of the balance sheet. You are familiar with the balance sheet from the course in financial accounting, and this will give you a reference point for continuity. As I mentioned, those 8 or 9 major areas that we will be talking about, well, each one of those areas can be related to an account or an item on the balance sheet. As you know, the balance sheet is a snapshot of the assets and liabilities of a company at any time. So, when we talk about the first major area that we will be discussing in this course, which is investments and capital budgeting, what area of the balance sheet does that refer to? It refers to the primarily to the asset side, and specifically it refers to fixed and long-term assets. So in capital budgeting, we will discuss techniques, formulas, and methodologies for figuring out what are the best investments for a business to undertake. Kaun si investments karni chahiye? Nayi businesses mein? Aur paisa kidhar lagana chahiye? Maujooda business mein. The second part moves to an area that is known as working capital or cash management. Maujooda business mein paisa kahan lagana? If you look at the balance sheet, then the area of working capital management or cash management is an issue for the current asset side. So under current assets, we have accounts such as cash, marketable securities, inventory, prepaid expenses, accounts receivables. These are all areas that are managed under working capital management and cash management. And these functions are also controlled by the treasurer. When we talk about working capital management, then not only do we need to take a look at the current assets, but we also need to take a look at the current liabilities. Because the net working capital is the difference between the two. So, what accounts or items belong to the current liability side? Well, you have accounts payable, you have short-term portions of long-term loans, and you have accrued expenses and trade debts payable and so on. So combined current liabilities and current assets form the area of working capital management. Next, corporate financing, a very major area of this course. What items and accounts on the balance sheet address this particular part of the course? Well, primarily in corporate financing, we are looking at long-term loans, long-term financing, and equity. And in equity, we talk about common equity, retained earnings, and paid-in capital. So it's important for you to understand at this point that when we're talking in the first few lectures about capital budgeting and investments, we are talking about primarily the asset side of the balance sheet, and later on in the course when we talk about corporate financing, we are talking about the liability side of the balance sheet. The next area that I would like to talk about is related to the business environment and the business internals. So in this course, we need to be very clear whether we are talking about issues and areas that are concerned with the internal organization or whether we are talking about the external environment, what is going on outside of the organization. So let me cover some of the areas that belong to the internal organization. Agar hum kisi ek company ki baat karte hain, to usme bahut se functions hain, alahda functions, ya departments. Ek aisa function ya department, marketing ka function hai. Ek aur finance ka function hai. Ek aur function IT ka hai. Operations, manufacturing, logistics. Ye sare functions aur areas jo hain, ye internal organization se taluk rakhte. Phir, hum baat kar sakte hain, un areas ki jo external environment se taluk rakhte hain. Misal ke taur pe, aap kisi bhi ek organization ya corporation ko pakar lein, to usko bahut si external factors ka samna karne padta. اس میں کون سے ایکسٹرنل فیکٹرز نمایاں ہیں؟ ایک کسٹمر. کسٹمر از کی اینڈ دا کسٹمر از کنگ ایز دی مارکیٹنگ پیپل آر یوز ٹو سیئنگ. ایک اور انوائرمنٹ کمپیٹیٹرز کی انوائرمنٹ ہوتی ہے. ایک اور انوائرمنٹ سپلائرز کی ہوتی ہے. دین دیر از دا گورنمنٹ اینڈ پولیٹیکل انوائرمنٹ اینڈ لیگل انوائرمنٹ. Then there is the macroeconomic environment, how the country's overall economy and the world's global economy affects your particular business. Misal ke taur pe, WTO ek macroeconomic issue hai, jo hamari export companies ko Pakistan mein affect karta hai. Last but not least, technology. ٹیکنالوجی ایک انٹرنل فنکشن بھی ہوتا ہے آرگنائزیشنز میں, آئی ٹی یا کمپیوٹر ڈپارٹمنٹس اور ونگز, لیکن ٹیکنالوجی کا ایک ایکسٹرنل رول بھی ہے. ٹیکنالوجی از ایوالوگ اینڈ چینجنگ ایٹ اے ویری ریپڈ پیس, اینڈ ایز کمپیوٹر سائنس میجرز یو آر ویل اویئر آف دی اسپیڈ ود وچ ٹیکنالوجیکل چینجز آر ٹیکنگ پلیس. اف یو ٹیک اے لک ایٹ the growth of technology in the history of the world, then the 20th century marks an exponential rise in the pace of technological change. Aur organizations jo adapt nahi kar pati technology se, wo mar jati. So we have to understand the importance of environmental factors. Business mein ek analysis jiske bare mein main aapko introduce kar dun, وہ SWOT analysis کہلاتا ہے. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. SWOT. Strengths اور weaknesses جو ہیں وہ internal organization کی دیکھی جاتی ہیں, اور opportunities اور threats میں آپ کا focus external ہو جاتا ہے کہ کون سے external factors جو ہیں وہ opportunities اور threats بن چکے ہیں کسی بھی آرگنائزیشن کے لیے. فائنلی لیٹ می ریپ اپ دس انٹروڈکٹری لیکچر ود what you have probably all been waiting for up till now, which is an outline of this course and the grading system. I think the first thing that I'll cover is the core text for this particular course. The core text will be Brigham and Kempinski's 8th edition entitled Financial Management Theory and Practice. This is a very comprehensive and detailed book of financial management used in business schools. I will not expect you to understand this book in depth, but only to understand some introductory aspects and concepts of financial management. We will not cover all of the chapters in this book because this is going to be an introductory course in financial management. We will not go into the complexities related to the concepts or the mathematics as far as intermediate level financial management goes. We will also not cover all the chapters in serial order, and you can get the details of the chapters in terms of the lecture by lecture outline from the virtual university. Secondly, let me talk to you about the grading. The grading will be straightforward. You will get homework assignments and possibly cases, and you will get between 4 to 5 different homework assignments during this term, and that will count for 20% of your overall grade. Then we plan to have 2 hourly examinations that will count for another 20% each, so it will be a total of 40% for the 2 hourly examinations. Finally, the final exam will count for 40% of your overall grade, adding up to a total of 100%. What are some of the core skills that you will need for this course? Well, firstly, you need a background in financial accounting. You've already taken a course in financial accounting. Some concepts like the difference between income and cash are very important to understand. We need to have a basic understanding of double entry, of the different types of financial statements, balance sheet, P&L or income statement, cash flow, shareholders' equity. I urge you, though, if you are falling behind in the next lecture, to please grab your old book of financial accounting and review these concepts. The next core skill that you'll require for this course is mathematics. Finance is a game of numbers. Ginti ka khel hai. Hisab kitab finance ka itna mushkil nahi hoga is course mein. We will stay away from the complexities of partial differential equations and integral calculus or stochastic processes. We will keep it simple. So the mathematics you need for this course is basic algebra, probability and statistics, equation solving, and an understanding of graphical techniques. But mathematics is very important and essential to financial management. The third critical but very simple skill that you need to have is the ability to use a spreadsheet. So for the homework assignments, you will find it much easier if you can use a spreadsheet software like Excel. Finally, one very important skill that you will need for this course, and also for life, more importantly, is business common sense. Moti akal. Very simple, but very difficult to acquire. It's important to have some common sense for this course, and I urge you to go and visit the markets. Go and visit the market for real assets. Go to the Sutra Mandi, go to the Kapra market, go to the vegetable market. Get an understanding of how goods are traded in markets. Go to the bank. Get the account opening application form. Ask your banker how easy or difficult it is to get a loan. So I urge you to go and visit financial institutions, to go and visit markets, talk to bankers, people who are in leasing, go and visit the stock exchanges, go and visit the electronics market, and get first-hand experience of some of the nuts and bolts of business in this country. At my end, I will try to make sure that I communicate to you in simple English and Urdu, and I will also try to make sure that I give you simple business examples rather than complicated ones that the viewers who are all over Pakistan may find it difficult to relate to. So, before we close this introductory lecture, let me just wrap up the contents of this particular lecture. We began talking about the different types of roles within a corporation. We mentioned that the treasurer in a corporation is the person who deals with the areas of capital budgeting and corporate financing, which are the two major areas that we will be talking about in this course. We then talked about the different types of business legal entities. We mentioned that there are three basic types. There is the proprietorship, the partnership, and the limited liability company. And then there are mixed variations of these. We then talked about the balance sheet, and we talked about different areas of financial management and how they relate to different sections of the balance sheet. For example, the area of capital budgeting and investments addresses primarily the asset side, the long-term and fixed asset side of the balance sheet. And the corporate financing portion of this course addresses the long-term loans and liabilities and the equity side of the balance sheet. We then spoke a little bit about the business external and internal environment. And it's important to understand that in a course like financial management, you have to appreciate the role that is being played by the external environment, particularly for financial management, the role that is played by the government and legal system, the role that's played by the macro economy, and the role of technology. These three external factors have shaped financial management for decades, and they will continue to shape financial management. Technology components se to aap waqif honge, lekin saath hi saath mein, you need to develop a familiarity and appreciation for the influence of government and political and legal external factors, as well as the macroeconomic external factors that affect the financial management process within a company. Just as a closing remark and an introductory one to the next lecture, the objective in financial management is going to be maximization of shareholder wealth. And this is the subject that we will pick up on in the next lecture. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you in the next lecture. Khuda hafiz.